just outside of New York City proper, yet well within the urban corridor, there sits a church in the suburb of Mount Vernon, New York. It looks out of place as business and industry surrounds it. However, the reason it remains is it is a symbol of the struggle for freedom that took place here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. David Osborne oversees a church that sits 20 miles from Lower Manhattan.
In those days, 20 miles outside of the city really meant you were in the country. It's not like today, it's a suburb. This church that we're standing in front of, they started to build it 1763, colonial times. As old as it is, this is the second church.
The town of Mount Vernon built their first church in 1690. This second church was also built by citizens with local materials.
The rocks are just dug up from the fields, field stone. It's not coming from a quarry. The bricks around the window are original. They're coming from clay deposits on a local river, the famous Hudson River. And it's built by the town. In those days, the church and the town are the same thing. Today, we have the sense of you wouldn't use public monies on a church. In the 18th century, the church and the town are the same thing.
It was mostly built with volunteer labor. But by 1776, the church was in the center of a revolution.
Everything stops when the Revolutionary War hits. This part of New York is one of the major battlegrounds of the war. In many ways, the American Revolution, along with other parts of our country, is fought out here. Back and forth, the British Army in Manhattan, the Americans with General Washington up a little bit further north of here. Everything in the middle is open ground, neutral ground, contested.
The church sat in precarious territory.
And the church, being the biggest, best-built, unlocked building. In those days, no one locked a church. It's a different world. We understand security. They would never lock a church. It's a public house of worship.
The story of that unlocked church is much of the reason why it is a National Historic Site today. That tale next time as we travel the countryside in Mount Vernon, New York. I'm Andrew McCrae.